Welcome to the Gospel Everyday Podcast, following along with the Mariners Church annual read. This year, we are reading Holiness Day by Day by Jerry Bridges. We hope that you'll be filled with fresh insight and joy as you spend time discovering more about our thrilling God.
Welcome to the Gospel Everyday Podcast. My name is Melly, and I'm your host today. The title of today's reading is The Promises of God, with our key passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. It says, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ, and so through him the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God." During 2020, in the midst of the global chaos, I found peace in a worship song titled Yes and Amen by Maverick City. I would listen to the song with my earbuds while doing laundry or cooking over and over. The chorus of the song goes like this: "All your promises are yes and amen." The lyrics of the song were like a reminder of God's unwavering faithfulness, even when the world seemed so unstable. In Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 to 11, we read about the assurance of God's word. Just as rain and snow nourish the earth, God's word accomplishes its purpose and never returns empty. All of God's promises find their fulfillment in Christ. He is the embodiment of every promise. It's not contingent on our feelings or circumstances. God's word is steadfast and true. No matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. All the promises of God find their yes in Christ. In other words, all of God's Old Testament promises are fulfilled in Jesus. Christ is the yes to every one of them. It's not about how I feel or what the circumstance may seem. God's word is never empty. We recently watched a family movie called Yes Day with Jennifer Garner. So this mom used to be all about saying yes to anything. Skydiving, rock climbing, you get the idea. But then she had kids, and suddenly she is saying no a whole lot more to keep her kids out of trouble. I can totally relate to that. But then one day, her and her husband decide to give this thing called a Yes Day a shot. The deal is they laid out some ground rules, and for the whole 24 hours, they have to say yes to whatever their kids ask for. I mean, we're talking about having ice cream for breakfast or driving through a car wash with all the windows wide open. It's hilarious to watch on the TV screen, but it's different when my boys start asking for a yes day in real life. The yes we're talking about here in this passage in 2 Corinthians is not about indulging desires, but it's about Jesus stepping in and making sure that God's promises come true according to his plan. It's not like God's some sort of genie in a bottle, granting every wish we have, like the mom in the Yes Day movie saying yes to every request. Can you imagine if that were the case, things would be even more chaotic in this world? I didn't grow up in a Christian household. In fact, my mom was the first one in our family to become a Christian at age 51. And after my mom's powerful baptism, the rest of our family, one by one, became Christians. And my mom used to host these Bible study gatherings, potluck style, at our house all the time. Our house was never empty. I can't remember a single day when our house was not packed with people. Coming home from school, the first thing you notice was all the different smells of food people brought over. Then you hear my mom's friends either praying, singing, or just chatting away. And as a kid in junior high, I found it kind of interesting that my mom's friend would toss around the word amen during their talks. It puzzled me for years because I thought you say amen after you pray. I didn't really quite understand why they would say amen during discussion time. The word amen in the original Greek language is translated as surely, let it be, or truly. And the word itself has a powerful meaning. It can mean firm, faithful, confirmed, or of truth. God's promises are true, faithful, and confirmed in Christ. The heart of the good news lies on the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies. This highlights the importance of not just studying the Old Testament alone, but also considering the insights provided by the New Testament for the complete understanding. Today's reading, Jerry Bridges writes, "All God's promises depend upon Christ alone. It is only Christ that God the Father is graciously inclined to us. His promises are the testimonies of his fatherly goodwill towards us. Thus, it follows that they are fulfilled only in Christ." I used to see the Old Testament as just a bunch of distant stories. They're kind of fun to read sometimes, but not really practical. On the flip side, the New Testament felt way more relatable with all those concrete examples of how to be a Christian. And for years, my New Year's resolution was to read the whole Bible cover to cover in 1 year. But I'd always hit a wall when I got to the book of Numbers. I would lose interest and end up going off track. The Old Testament just felt ancient and disconnected from my life. The New Testament, on the other hand, was where the action was for me. It felt more like a guidebook on how to live like Jesus, how to love, pray, and treat others, even down to the nitty-gritty stuff like handling money and family. I used to tell our kids that the Bible is like the instruction manual you get with a Lego set. You need those instructions to build the Lego properly. Same goes with following Jesus. We need God's word as our guide. And you know what? It's true. The Bible has a lot of answers for pretty much everything. Jesus' teaching in the Gospels lay the groundwork for our faith. And Paul's letters are like gold mines of wisdom. A few years back, by the grace of God, I had the opportunity to be a part of Bible study group. For months, we would practice looking for Jesus in the Old Testament. And suddenly, I was seeing stuff in the Bible that I never noticed before. I developed this hunger for God's word, both in Old and New Testaments. The stories, the people, the prophecies in the Old Testament all point us towards the person of Jesus. The teachings in the New Testament are actually more than just an instruction booklet for us on how to follow Jesus. It's more than that. They reveal to us who Jesus is and God's love for us through Christ. If we approach the Bible thinking, "What's in it for me?" we would totally miss out. Let's switch gears and go on a treasure hunt instead. Let's look for Jesus in every chapter, whether it's in the Old Testament or New Testament, because the real gem is spotting Jesus and God's promises on every single page of the Bible. You see, the promises of God are not solely from God, which would be powerful on its own. Instead, the promises of God come through Jesus Christ, facilitated by the Holy Spirit who creates in us faith, hope, and love within us. We can't receive the Holy Spirit apart from Christ, nor can we receive any favorable word from the Father without Christ. So next time when you hear people say amen in a prayer or a chat, just keep in mind, God's promises never let us down, and he is always true to his word, no matter what. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the countless promises you made to us through Jesus Christ. Your unfailing love and grace continue to sustain us each day. Thank you for your faithfulness and for always keeping your word. Please help us to trust in your promises and to live each day in gratitude for the hope and salvation we have in Jesus. Amen.
Thanks so much for making the Gospel Everyday podcast an important part of your day. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't yet, and we'd love it if you can take a few moments to rate and review the podcast. Tune in tomorrow for brand new content. If you'd like more information about Mariners Church, download the Mariners app at your favorite app store or visit marinerschurch.org.